views and opinions expressed in this podcast episode by the two co-hosts, Nick Asante and Lauren Payne, are not reflective of the views and opinions of any professional or external groups in which the two may be affiliated with. Further, this episode features graphic language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Hey guys, welcome back to Introspective. I'm Nick Asante.
And I'm Lauren Payne.
So, Lauren, what's the topic for today's episode?
The topic for today's episode is billionaires. Specifically, is it ethical to be a billionaire?
All right, so then I guess what's your opinion on billionaires? Do you think they're ethical?
So I'm kind of in the middle on this issue. Like, I don't know if I think it's unethical or it's ethical. So I'm kind of in the middle. What about you?
All right, I mean, here's the thing. I think it's fine to be a billionaire, but I do think that there are a lot of problems with billionaires. But like, once again, I think it's fine to be a billionaire.
What problems?
I feel like ethics,
problems do you think there are?
Ethical and non-ethical is a different subject, but I think it's fine to be a billionaire.
So but you think it's ethical though?
I mean, I don't want to call it ethical to be a billionaire, but I don't think we should get rid of billionaires.
I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that you should get rid of billionaires. The question is, do you think it's ethical? Do you think it's ethical, Nick?
I think I'm indifferent on that sense because I think there's like being a billionaire, I think it depends on how you became a billionaire.
Oh, wait, okay, that makes sense. I get that. I mean, I feel like I was telling you about like an article I read where it said like, is there really like it posed the question basically like, is there really an ethical way to become a billionaire other than inheriting that wealth? Like, is there really an ethical way to, like, obtain that amount of money?
I mean, I think that becomes a question of what do you think is ethical and what do you think is not ethical. I think, like, a lot of people are always, like, billionaires pay their workers terrible wages, or, like, billionaires always step over other people. But I feel like, well, paying your workers terrible wages is not necessarily justified, but I feel like stepping over other people is just a part of capitalism, and it's, like, survival of the fittest, you know? It's, like, and this is a game you're trying to play, and you're trying to be the best at the game.
No, I definitely agree with that point. But I also think people bring up an interesting point when they say, like, if you run, like, a $1 billion corporation and you have, I don't know, how many thousand employees, and you're making $1 million plus, I don't know, a day or something, but your workers are making minimum wage or lower, I personally think that's unethical. And a lot of people pose this question that the 1% just holds too much money and those top billionaires just take up too much of the wealth, and that it makes, like, especially like during this pandemic, billionaires have been making much more money than they do in normal society. Like, without a pandemic, they've been making even more money while 30 million people are on unemployment. And, like, that's the kind of, like, unethical part of it, I think, which is why, like, it poses this question.
Well, yeah, I think, I mean, I just, I don't think anyone should be, like, homeless or, like, I feel like that's a, like, society needs to find a way for people to, you know, be able to have living wages. But I still feel like if you're able to set up a system for yourself that allows you to become a billionaire, then, like, that's fine. But I feel
what
like,
what if that system is hurting other people?
I feel like, yeah, that's the problem though. That's the, like, the one caveat to being a billionaire is the fact that it does hurt a lot of people, I guess. But okay, so like, I think about like for instance, like Jay-Z is a billionaire, but he became a billionaire through his own merits and through his own like musical business. And like, I don't think he really it's not like he has workers or something that like don't get paid anything. Like, you know, he became a billionaire through his entertainment. Same with like Kanye West. Well, actually no, Adidas probably has like sweatshops or whatever, but like Jay-Z became a billionaire through like Tidal and all that stuff. I feel like that's fine. Oprah became a billionaire. I don't even know how she became a billionaire, but she's a billionaire through her like magazine, through her TV show and all that stuff. She became a billionaire. There are people who like are stockbrokers and like own stakes in a lot of companies, and they own multiple stakes and sit on like the board of directors for companies and stuff, and they're billionaires. And I mean, like, maybe the companies that they own, I guess, like, they're, maybe their workers aren't paid well or whatever, but I don't know if that's necessarily the fault of the people at the top always. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like with Jeff Bezos, he's very much aware of, like, the fact that, like, his employees aren't paid well. But I feel like sometimes, like, for instance, like, everyone's hating on Kendall and Kylie for not paying their workers, but I don't think they, like, ever had any oversight over that. Like, they just, like, made the product and had another company produce that product. You know what I mean?
I'm okay with
it. Like, that was a lot. Sometimes I feel like we always blame the CEO or, like, the person at the head of the company. We always blame the you know, like, the billionaires or whatever. But I feel like sometimes it's not always, they're not going out of their way sometimes to make other people's lives harder. They're just looking out for themselves, which, like, survival of the fittest. That's what capitalism's all about.
No, like, I get that. Side note, though, apparently Kylie Jenner doesn't even have workers in, like, Bangladesh, apparently.
Exactly,
But that's just, like, watch your sources. But my dad always says, like, because I had this conversation with him, like, a couple nights ago. He was like, in society, like, we scapegoat billionaires, like, we blame them for all the problems, which I don't agree with, because I don't think people blame billionaires for the problems. I just think that...
No, I definitely think people blame billionaires for the problems.
Okay, I don't. I just think that people, I feel like, especially now during a pandemic, it makes me upset that Jeff Bezos is probably going to be a trillionaire in a couple years while 30 million people are unemployed. Like, that makes me upset. I don't think that's
necessarily his fault.
I'm not saying it's his fault. Except
for the fact that he, like, evades his taxes or whatever, but...
Yeah, I'm not saying, like, it's his fault directly, but, like...
But I think it's just a matter of,
billionaires, as a whole thing, they're able to just keep accumulating wealth. And, so, like I think sometimes it's at the expense of the people who aren't at the 1%.
But I definitely think it's a whole situation of, like, here's the system ahead of you, you know, like, here's the board game ahead of you. Now you're going to find whatever way you can to win the game, to, you know, cheat the system. And, I mean, I guess that results in, like, cutting corners in some places, which, like, hurts certain communities and things like that. And, like, that's the problem. But, like, these billionaires are playing the system that's, you know, that's been given to them. And if people have a problem with the system, or if people have a problem with the fact that billionaires exist, then they shouldn't be turning their anger towards billionaires. They should be turning their anger towards a capitalist system that allows billionaires to exist. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I wouldn't say I'm empathetic towards billionaires, because, like, they don't need my empathy. They have
billions of dollars. Yeah, I was about to say, Nick, do not pity these billionaires. I'm saying,
the blame, I always feel like the blame is being shifted on, like, Jeff Bezos, on Elon Musk or whatever. But these are the people who play the system that, like, that's been created. Like, you know, this is a system that exists, and they just played it, and they succeeded. And I feel like you can't hate them for succeeding.
That's where I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think people scapegoat billionaires. I think they're just an example of, like, how a capitalist society works. And people don't, like, are not messing with capitalism right now just because... I mean, that's a whole other thing that we can get into, but, like, I think it also, like, you talked about capitalism, and, like, we live in, like, a capitalist society where these men at the top are, that's what they're doing, they're playing the game.
They're playing the game.
And they're the ones who profit off most of it, while more than half the population just isn't. And yeah. I don't feel like that's not really their fault, you know? Does that make sense? Like...
Exactly. It's, like, it's not their fault for playing the game. They've learned the game, and they've done it, and they've played it, and they've succeeded at it. All right, so Lauren, you kind of talked about capitalism and, like, the idea of a capitalist society versus a socialist society. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I mean, whether you want to believe it or not, like, the capitalist society that we live in now offers the opportunity for everyone to make money and everyone to get rich, and that doesn't exist in a lot of other places. But like we talked about, I think that also poses, like, tons of problem, because rooted in capitalism is a bunch of other, like, different forms of, like you said, like, barriers, oppression, like, all these different systems go into it. And although it helps people, it also can put people at a disadvantage in some way. That's what
I don't know if I would say that everyone has the opportunity to make money because of those systemic barriers. Like, it's definitely easier for some people to make money and some people to rise to elevated wealth classes and things like that. But I personally prefer a capitalist society because of the chance. Like, I think if we were to find a capitalist society where everyone had an equal start, or like, well, I don't know about an equal start, but if everyone had like you know, equitable chances, then I think I would like a capitalist society in that aspect. Then I also, I guess if everyone has an equitable chance, that's not really capitalism, and that bears more on the side of socialism.
No, I disagree
because
with that.
I think a big part of cap, yeah.
No, I think it would still be capitalism, but I just don't think, I think in the world we live in today, it's impossible to have that, like, it's impossible to be equitable in that stance, because like I said earlier, there's systems in place that like make it so that certain people benefit more in this capitalistic society.
But I think a big part of capitalism, I feel like if everyone has an equitable chance in that, I think like, I think capitalism is the fact that people are able to get ahead by working, quote unquote, working harder or whatever,
but that's,
and
are also
able to get ahead
even
by better playing the system. What?
But I feel like this whole idea that like, just work hard and you'll be good, like, that's not even really like a thing. Like, people, there's people who live like on the poverty line who work so hard but are still there just due to just generational like wealth or the lack thereof, you know what I mean? And there's some people who already have a head start in life, who got inheritance from their parents, who already had money in the first place. Like the Kardashians, for example. Kylie Jenner was already rich, so she already had that head start to begin with. But she was able to build off that initial wealth to build even more wealth. But a young person that is poor, that grew up in a poor family, it's 10 times harder for them to make it in a capitalistic society like the one we have now. Like, this whole notion that work hard,
like, that is what capitalism is at its core. You make money for like you and your, for you and your family. Generationally, you build off on that money. And people start at different playing fields. If we, I think the difference between, I think, a socialist society and a communist society is the fact that everyone has those equitable opportunities to make money in some sense. Whereas, like, with a capitalist society, it's not necessarily equitable, and that there are people playing at different playing fields. And then a communist society is just, like, you know, same thing for everyone. So I think like the perfect society you're trying to describe, where it's like, it's easy, like where everyone has those equitable opportunities, is what socialism is.
Okay, yes. Okay, yeah. Yeah, in a way that's like, yeah, no, definitely, like, I agree with that. But at the same time, like I said, it's certainly easier for certain people to make money than other people, but they just both work, they work just as hard, like both people. And due to a variety of different factors, one of those people might make more money or might get a certain opportunity that allows them to make that money and become a billionaire that other person might just not have.
And that's capitalism.
But isn't that kind of like messed up?
But that's what capitalism is.
That's messed up.
I mean,
like,
yeah,
it's capitalism, but like, it's messed up.
I mean, yeah, it is messed up, but I guess that is capitalism. I mean, I think the society we have right now, too, also, where it's, like, there are some aspects. Okay, first of all, the U.S. is very much, like, very much capitalism, very much, like, I know people are, there's always, like, the argument of, like, when talking about politics, we're always talking about liberal and conservative, but the U.S., like, the idea of a U.S. liberal is very conservatively skewed. Like, what we consider as liberal, or what we consider as, like, radical in the U.S. is very much, like, the norm in European countries and in, like, other places. But also, like, so, like, I think our country as a whole is very much, like, skewed to the right in terms of, like, economics, in terms of social politics and things like that. And so I think that's why, like, for us, like, the idea of, like, socialism in itself sounds extremely radical, I think. But, like, if you think about it, it's really, I don't think it's as radical as, like, we make it seem, but I don't know.
But I also think, like, that partly stems from, like, I think it's an American trait that we're very, like, selfish. And we're for the individual, not for the community, like, not for the common good. We're very for, like, individual good and worrying about ourselves. Which, yeah. I think, what's the right word I'm trying to use? I think that's okay in a certain, like, in a certain context. Like, sometimes you have to value the collective over the individual, and capitalism obviously values the individual over the collective, and people have problems with that, and I think they're problems that are valid.
I definitely think there are valid problems about it. Like you said, I think a big part of America is, like, the idea of the American dream, where it's, like, every man works to further himself and further his family. But like we've talked about, there are present barriers that prevent every man from working to better themselves and working their families on things like race and like zip code, where you live, all this stuff. So like, I don't know, like the, I guess now, like I was pretty, I guess coming into this, I was a lot more like pro-capitalism, but now that we're having this conversation, I'm like thinking about it. Like this becomes like another ethical dilemma where it's like, what do I value more? Like the myself and like my ability to, like my own abilities to succeed, or like the collective ability to succeed. And I think that's the ethical question and the moral dilemma that comes along.
Yeah, with and I think capitalism. When people say like fuck billionaires, like they don't want, like they don't believe in a capitalist society, it becomes from this thing like they believe that they're valuing individual, like the individual over the collective, and that capitalism and having billionaires hurts the collective as a whole. Because one thing that I talk about with my dad is he's pro-capitalism, like billionaires loves them, because he's always saying how like capitalism allows minority groups, especially Black people, a way to rise up, which is true. Like, that's true for all like marginalized groups in a way, and other minority groups. But like, how many Black billionaires are there?
Like, there's 15.
15 out of how many billionaires?
Over 1,000.
Exactly. So, like, let's think about, like, and they're all, what, white men? So who was capitalism really benefiting at the end of the day?
But I think that's, like, in the billionaire sense. But when you look at, like, in terms of millionaires and stuff, there's definitely,
group. But, yeah. But I'm talking about, like, the wealthiest of the wealthiest. Who really is in that group? White men.
Yeah.
And let's just be real about it. Like, white men are the ones that are truly benefiting from capitalism. At the end of the day, because it's rooted in racism, homophobia, all these different groups, that all these different oppressive systems.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I feel like this is, like, because I'll have conversations with people or whatever, right? Like, I think I was on a TikTok the other day, and it was someone's TikTok, and they were like, "What radicalized you?" And they were like, "Watching my cable get turned off, or watching my parents not be able to pay for the bills." And then someone in the comments responded, "No wonder you're a communist. You want to see everyone else suffer with you," or whatever. Because, like, and then that brings up the question of, like, is it my responsibility to care that other people are in a worse position than I am in? Should I be spending my energy to care about that? And like, I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying, okay, I'm just posing that as the ethical,
a valid question, dilemma. But that goes back to the individual versus the collective.
Yeah.
That type of mentality that's ingrained in like American society, where you do value yourself over the others. Cause like most people who have money, they have money and they're not really concerned. I mean, there are really rich people who give back a lot. But there's also those who don't, you know, they're collecting their money and they're moving on with their lives, because in the grand scheme of things, no, it isn't their responsibility to help out people who don't have as much money as them. But I feel like from a moral standpoint, you can afford to give, if you can afford to give back, then give back. Like, you know what I mean? And another thing that like people say is like most billionaires do give back. Which is true. A lot of them like donate money and they start these foundations, which is good. But at the same time, like, I think it still can be seen as unethical in a way. Not them giving back, but like them being like a billionaire.
Even when a billionaire gives back, they're not really giving back. Like Jeff Bezos donating like $100 million is like you giving $10 to someone.
Here's the thing. I feel like that argument is like, it's a little iffy to me.
Because I mean, yeah, $100 million is still $100 million.
That's $100 million. Like to him, yes, that's nothing, because he's literally worth $100 billion. But $100 million goes a long way.
It still goes a long way.
It goes a very long way. Like that's still a lot. Like that's a lot of money to give back. So I feel like people can't. Okay, you can't be picky and choose. Like picky and like choosy. Like with what people are giving back. But I understand the argument with like, oh, Jeff Bezos giving this amount of money when he has this X amount, you know? Because people are going to do what they want with their money. But like, another thing that always comes up is, let's say, like, all these billionaires, like, for example, like, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, if they all got together and donated a specific amount of money each, this would solve, like, a world problem, and they would still be billionaires, you know? Yeah. That's the crazy part. Like, world hunger. They all could get together and contribute so much money to solve these problems and still be billionaires. Like, that's insane. Yeah.
I think another part, though, okay, here's my thing with money, though. It's like, A, money doesn't exist, right?
Exactly. Like,
Jeff Bezos doesn't actually have $100 billion. But he's like, just because his net worth is $100 billion doesn't mean he'll ever actually see $100 billion, like, ever. And then also, dang, I forgot what the second part was. But, yeah, just that first part. Oh, yeah, money. Oh, yeah, so getting money is like, it's addictive, it's a drug, it's a competition, and you want to continue to win, right? And I feel like that's why billionaires are apprehensive to give large, like, to give billions of dollars away. It's because of the fact that, like, you're always trying to do more, and you're always trying to get more, and, like, you're seen as more valuable the more money you have in, like, a business landscape. So, like, if I'm at the top, if I'm Jeff Bezos and I have $100 billion, why would I give away that position? If it's going to help me, if keeping that position is going to help me, because I know I'm this influential, powerful person.
I think Jeff Bezos would be 10 times more influential if he gave $1 billion away.
I don't think so. I think so. Jeff Bezos would still be hated the exact same. And now he's $1 billion short. I'm not saying he shouldn't give $1 billion away, but I feel like Jeff Bezos doesn't see any personal benefit to giving away billions of dollars.
But it's not for your personal benefit. It's for the benefit of the common good.
Which, like, you don't owe anyone anything, though.
Okay, that's true.
And maybe, I'm just saying, like, maybe that's his moral ideology and his moral thinking.
Do you think that's right,
though? If I were in Jeff Bezos' position, I'd probably donate billions of dollars.
Okay, I'm going to switch gears a little bit, because this is, okay, I like what you said. I think this is, like, do you think rich people have a moral obligation to give back? Or do you think they're obligated to give back?
I don't think they're obligated to give back, but I think morally it's the right thing to do.
So morally it's the right thing to do, but they're not obligated.
Yeah. Like, you can't, like, rich people don't owe any, they don't really, like, nobody owes anyone anything, in my opinion.
Okay.
Unless, like, it's, like, actual money, like, unless it's, like, an actual transaction or you actually owe someone something, you don't owe anyone anything. Like, you don't owe society anything.
And, no, I agree with that. I think, yeah, in the society we live in today, like, you really, like, don't need to do anything you don't want to do, and you don't necessarily owe anybody anything. But I personally think, like, from a moral standpoint, where most people stand is if you have the opportunity to accumulate a lot of wealth in your lifetime, I think you should give that back. Because when you die, you don't have that money at the end of the day. And
here's another thing. I'm very much a proponent of generational wealth.
This is where building
my own generational wealth for my own descendants. And, like, that's where I want my money to go. I mean, like, I'm when I die, part of my will is going to be giving money back into society, right? But I want to provide generational wealth for my future generations.
I mean, this is kind of
I feel like that's also, like, a very big thing with, like, with the business savvy, like, Black community too. I think a very big thing is building generational wealth that they haven't had. And I feel like I follow a bunch of Black business pages on Instagram, and all of them are always like, yes, build that generational wealth. And I'm very much, like, pro generational wealth. But I think it's also important to recognize that, like, the benefits that generational wealth gives people, especially white people right now. But that's exactly the reason why I as a Black man need to build generational wealth. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean, because we've talked about this before. Like, one of my goals too is, like, I want to make sure that, like, because, you know, you have your Vanderbilts, your Rockefellers, like, all these influential.
100 years from now, I need them to say the Asantes. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, I definitely am, like, of that mindset where, like, I want, like, my, like, the Paynes to have money forever.
Exactly.
But at the same time, like, I know, like, when I become older and I become more influential and I'm able to accumulate a lot of wealth, I really do plan to give that back tenfold to the communities that I can give back to and build them up with me. Like, as I am able to build wealth, and I'm going to establish generational wealth, but at the same time, I'm going to set a precedent for, like, my future generations to do the same.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, like, what's good sitting on $100 million? Like, I have my houses, I have my cars, I have a set amount to give to my kids. Now what? Like, I'm going to give that back. I'm going to build up these communities. I'm going to build up, like, these places that really need help. Because I think if you want society to prosper in a true way, that's the only way you can do it. Because, to be honest, like, I don't think capitalism is going anywhere anytime soon.
It's definitely not.
It's definitely not. And the people who benefit from it and the people who are able to, like, play the game, like you said, I think morally you should give back to the people who are just not at the same position as you. And build up your own community.
But here's when you think about it, right? I feel like the way you're thinking about it, you have empathy coming from, I think, like, from a standpoint as a Black woman, where you have that, like, you see the lack of generational wealth held by Black people, and you see these distraught Black communities and stuff like that. And I'm not saying Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk don't, but like you mentioned, like, the people at the top are all white men who have been around white men, who have been, like, you know, they've had privilege all their lives, and I feel like they don't necessarily see the lack of privilege that other communities have. So whereas, like, you are building that I mean, like, I'm sure they're aware of the lack of privilege that other communities have, but I feel like that obligation to give back isn't as strong. Like, that sense of morality to give back isn't as strong, because it's not,
but,
like,
isn't that a shame though?
Isn't, I mean, that, yeah, like, but, like, that's just another form of, yeah, that is a shame.
Like, you're so privileged and you're just so rich where you're just like, like, I guess I might do it, I might not. Let's see how I feel tomorrow. Like, exactly, wow. Yeah. That's, you wake up on billions of dollars, and that's how you feel. Like, you'll still be rich. You're still going to be one of the richest men in the world.
Also, though, I think once you get to a certain point, like, you stop, I don't know, because I feel like there's a reason why rich people are still very rich, and I think a big part of that is the fact that they don't give away their money. And I feel like if rich people wanted to give away their money, they would give away their money. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like once you get to a certain level of wealth, giving away your money, I think the thrill and the charge to gain more money overtakes the morality of giving money away. Yeah, and I think that's the reason why rich people are so rich.
That's an internal thing within.
That's a psychological thing.
Yeah, psychological
thing. And I don't know if that's something you can change.
I think you can definitely change it.
But yeah, I feel like if it were to be changed, then people would be doing that. Yeah,
that's like in the psychology of a billionaire. But, like, also, I could never think of myself having that much money and say, you know what, I need to get more. Like, I don't think like that person. Like, yeah, money is nice, but, like,
but I think until, like I said, it's a chase, it's a game. Once you're getting more, you want to get more. And I think that's just, it's like drugs, right? Like, the first time, by the way, I've never done drugs. Don't do drugs. But the first time you, like, take a hit or whatever, right? It's like, you get that like, first time rush. And it's like, the first time you earn your dollar, you want to get more. And you want to continue to get more. And you need to get more each time in order to get that same feeling you got the first time. After a while, when you're a billionaire, making $100 million doesn't hit the same that it did that first time you made $100 million. But so you're constantly trying to get more. And
I'm
that's
too,
like,
poor to even think about this. Like, I could never that's imagine just, that, that, seeing, I think, like,
that's why billionaires
check.
Are constantly chasing the bag. Is, like, because of that
imagine,
addiction to
Nick, imagine being rich money. Enough to see $100 million check in your name and be like,
yeah.
It's not even as much as my last one. Like, imagine that.
I think that's just how it is.
But that's just, that does not sit right with me.
What's $100 worth to you?
$100 is not a lot.
It's not a lot to you, but imagine you're in poverty and your family income is like $30,000. $100 is a lot. And it's exactly the same situation where it's like, if you were a billionaire.
Do that to me, Nick.
I'm putting it into perspective.
Okay, that did put it in perspective, but
I think it's just like it's being blinded by the wealth class that you sit in.
But I mean, yeah, I'm still like, you know, obviously that makes sense, but that's just crazy. That's actually insane to me.
I mean, yeah, and I think which is another reason why, like, once again, I don't think we billionaires are at fault, or we should be blaming billionaires. I feel like if anything, blame the system that allows billionaires to exist.
But I don't think, we're going to disagree on this, but I don't think people actively blame billionaires. They're just an example of a kind of messed up system, in my opinion. That's kind of crooked.
But I feel like I'm scrolling through Twitter, I'm always seeing people blame Jeff Bezos. Well, I'm always Twitter seeing people blame Kylie Jenner.
Like, Twitter is a little
and I much. Think, like,
I if, feel like when most people judge billion, like, this is from what I see, but I feel like most people that I've, like, seen or talked to, they're like, oh my god, these billionaires. But I think they're also consciously aware of, like, the system at play, you know? Because if you're going to, like, talk crap about billionaires, like, be conscious at the end of the day. Like you said, they're playing the game. They're playing a system that's benefited them at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and I think that at some points, it's really not as fair as people might want to tell you it is, but they're still playing it.
And I feel like people who hate on the system, right, are still people playing the system, like you just mentioned. Like,
well, you have to play the system, Nick. Like, you cannot not play it. We live in America.
Exactly. So like, blame the system, to, like, not blame the game, not the players.
I think people blame both sometimes.
And I don't think they should be blaming the players. Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, they use their... Okay, first of all, they're not dumb people.
If you're an Amazon worker making crap money during a worldwide pandemic, you don't, like... You're, like, in this unstable situation while your boss at the top ranks is going to hit a trillionaire in a couple years, you're going to feel some type of way about it at the end of the day. If you've been working your whole life, these minimum wage jobs, because your family was born poor, you were born poor, you couldn't afford college, you couldn't afford any of these things, but you work so hard for every paycheck that you earn, but then you watch billionaires just sit and accumulate wealth, yeah, you, like, maybe it's not their fault that you're in your situation, but you're going to look at them and say, like, what the hell, like...
I know, but the problem is that's not productive because blaming them is not going to change anything. And, like,
but
I
they're, blaming, no, like, they're still working, though, at the end of the day. They're still hustling, like...
I think I'm saying, like, blaming billionaires isn't going to change anything. And, like, I understand the frustration that comes from that. Like that was a very good example of seeing, of you as a worker and then seeing your boss gain that money. But blaming your boss, I think, isn't going to change anything because their boss is playing the system and they're doing it for themselves. The way I always think about it, too, is, like, I feel like if you were in the situation that Jeff Bezos were in right now, right, would you still be complaining about billionaires? Would you still be complaining about capitalism?
If I was Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, or, like, anyone.
I mean, if I was Jeff Bezos, I would pay my workers good money, and I would give back a lot of money, and I would be doing totally different things.
Would you actually, though? Would you? 100%. I think you say that now, though. But would you actually if you were Jeff Bezos?
100%. 100%. Like, I act like I have goals for myself that if I am able to make, like, I plan to make money at the end of the day because you need money to survive. But if I'm ever able to make that amount of money, I'm 100% giving a lot of that away. Like you said, I'll set up generational wealth and I'll make sure that's intact. But, like, I'll start off with this amount of money, but I'm not dying with it at the end of the day. Like, that's, I will 100% structure my life totally different because I think that that's valuable to, like, a community, right? Like, if I can give back money to build up other Black women and make sure that they have money when they're older, like, so they can establish some wealth, that's what I'm gonna do. If that means that I make less money than I did last year, that's okay because I'm still making money.
Like, that's, I will, that's definitely respectable, but I feel like it's easier said than done. I think once people get in that position that, like, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg are in, their mentality shifts, and I feel like I think money is a psychological drug, and it shifts your mentality, and it changes who you are as a person, and it shifts your morality, and it shifts your values. And I feel like the more money you make, the more you as a person... Like, okay, look at, for example, like, most basic example, I think of, like YouTubers, Emma Chamberlain, right? Like, I think of Emma Chamberlain back, like, at the beginning of her vlogs and all that stuff.
I think she's still relatable.
She's still relatable in her multi-million-dollar LA condo.
The only different thing about her is she's not living in her mom's apartment anymore. Yeah, she's living in a nice-ass house. She's not driving her old Subaru. She's driving a Mercedes. But she's still the same person, I think.
I don't think she's the same person because I feel like now... Because to have a lifestyle like that, you have to, like, be able to maintain that lifestyle. And you're constantly... I feel like your priorities change the more money you get. Yeah. Your priorities change. Yeah. And I think, like... I mean, okay, maybe, like, on the I think, like, maybe, like, at your core, you're still, like, a good person or whatever, right? But, like, you as a person, and like, changing because of money's not, I've never thought that changing because of money's a bad thing. I think it's just a thing that happens naturally. But I feel like, you are going to change in some way, and your priorities are going to shift, and the things that you thought of as important before, or morally correct before, are going to shift. Because I know for, like, that's just, like, business, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, your ethics and your morals shift the more money you make. And yeah, that's just my thought, like, on that.
No, yeah, I understand. No, that's extremely valid, and I think that's correct. I think the more money you make, your mentality is going to change, your perspectives are going to change. Obviously, you gave a really good example with, like, YouTubers, because you want to keep making money, obviously. You want to keep building your subscriber base, so that's going to cause you to shift differently. I think that's true for a lot of different careers. I feel like specifically, like, social media stars,
it's especially true for them.
I think it's, what I was going to say. It's especially true for them just because, I don't know, social media is a whole other beast, and add money with that and add fame with that and access to that. And they're all young.
No offense, like, they're not that intelligent. A lot of them, I feel like, they're not that smart.
But I feel like that's a totally different type of, like, lifestyle, if that makes sense. Just because you're so young and you, like, are accumulating that amount of wealth that you didn't have, plus fame.
But Jeff Bezos has fame. He is wealthy. Okay, but he's pretty young. Like, he's in his, like, 40s or whatever.
Okay, but these are people that 17 making millions of dollars.
And he's, like, 40 making billions of dollars.
Okay, but, like, it's you know, it's totally different.
I don't think it's so. I think it's worse for him. I think his mentality is, like, the mentality that he has is worse.
No, I don't. I think it's generational. To go from generational thing.
You think it's a generation? What do you mean you think it's a generational thing? Like,
I just think...
You think if you get rich older, you're more likely to, like...
I think...
Be morally set? You're more equipped
to handle the changes that you face with if you're older. Like, the change in perspective, the change in where you stand a lot of things, your priorities changing, like, you're more equipped to deal with that change. Rather than you're 18 making...
That's true.
$100,000 a month off of YouTube videos, and you have to keep making the same content, making your viewers go up. On top of social media, which is a little drug within itself, on top of money.
Social, like, media, we should have an entire episode dedicated to social media, because there's so much to talk about there with, like, analytics and, like, the chase for more followers. But I think it works the exact same way as money. The way that they're trying to get more followers just to get more followers is the same way you're trying to get more money just to get more money.
No, 100%. I agree with everything you said right there.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I feel like... And I think those are both big parts of capitalism, though. The chase to always, like, it's like keeping up with the Joneses, right? Like, the whole idea of keeping up with the Joneses, like, seeing your neighbor gets a brand new car. Now, you want a brand new car because you need to keep up, and you want to one-up them with a better brand new car. Then they get, like, a flagpole, and you want a better flagpole. You know what I mean? It's like the constant chase to just better yourself in order to keep up with everyone else. And, like, it's a constant race to the top. But the problem is the people at the top are... you know, working their way up higher and creating a larger gap that's pushing the people at the bottom even further down. And I think that's where the problem with billionaires stems from. The fact that, like, the race to the top, or the race to be higher than the top, is so, you know, because, like, 10 years ago, no one had $100 billion, right? And now, like, Jeff Bezos on track to make $1 trillion. And then eventually, $1 trillion is just going to be, like, the top. And you're going to try and keep on pushing beyond that. And it's, like, that constant push to get above what's already been set. And
that just spreads the wealth gap. Yeah.
Exactly. It's, like, going so fast, right? But all the people at the bottom aren't able to keep up. And that's spreading the wealth gap. And it's, like, no, and I don't think it's the fault of the people at the bottom. And I'm not necessarily saying it's the fault of the people at the top,
so
either.
You're basically saying, I think that's just the system.
Capitalism is the problem. But the problem is also that, like, am I against capitalism? I don't think so. And that's the problem. But yeah.
That's
just my rant on capitalism.
That's a good point, and also a good place to end. But I think I'm gonna end it with a question. Nick, so do you think it's ethical or not?
Do I think it's ethical to be a millionaire?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna, you know, okay, I don't know. I still don't have an answer to that. Because I don't blame billionaires for being billionaires, but I believe that their psyche has changed, and, like, it's like a drug, and it's, like, constantly trying to chase the bag, and they're just playing the system. So I think it's, like, okay to be a billionaire, but I don't know if it's, like, ethical. Like, does that make sense? Like, I think it's fine to be a billionaire, and it's, like, I know people are like, billionaires shouldn't exist, but I think billionaires should, what?
So you're saying the way they become a billionaire is unethical, or the system is unethical?
I think, yeah, I think the system as it is now is unethical because of the way that, like, it elevates that push to the top. But I don't think I can answer the question, is it ethical to be a billionaire? I mean, but all I'm going to say is, like, I think billionaires can exist and through capitalism, and I don't think it's the fault of billionaires for existing because they've just played a system that has allowed them to exist. I don't think the first billionaire existed till, like, the early 2000s or, like, the late 90s.
I mean, so, it depends on what you, like, because, like, back in the 20s when you had those, like, the rise of, like, these generational wealth, like, families, estimated back then, like, the money they had would be $1 billion today.
Oh, I guess, like, but with inflation.
Yeah, because inflation everything.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I think I agree with you. I don't know if I can really answer that question. Like, I don't think wealth is immoral at the end of the day. And I think that, yeah, I think it's a system that is unethical. Yeah, I think the system can be unethical, and it, some people benefit more from it, which creates a whole other set of problems. But I feel like I'm always going to be in the middle of that question. Like, I don't know when I'll change.
I hope to see, like, 200 years now, 200 years, like, yeah, like, from now, I want to see, like, what the idea of capitalism and what the idea of billionaires is, because by then, I feel like, at that time, we'll see more minority groups with generational wealth. We'll see more opportunities for, like, groups that were previously marginalized. So, in that time, is capitalism still going to be viewed as bad? But I don't think capitalism is necessarily, I don't know, I think it's a tricky question. And yeah, but like you said, that's a great place to end the episode. Let us know your thoughts. Do you guys believe that it's ethical to be a billionaire? What are your thoughts on capitalism versus socialism? And also leave us suggestions of episodes you want to see us leave or see us talk about and see us do. Do you have anything else to say, Lauren?
No, yeah, definitely leave us comments on what episodes you want us to talk about next. We want to have a wide variety of different things we talk about. But yeah, just thank you guys for listening.
And we changed our social media handles. It's at Introspect Hub now because the last name was too long in my opinion, but it's going to be a hub for a lot more. So expect a lot more content coming out soon. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.